You're listening to Michigan News from MLive for Friday, September 9th, and I'm your host, Jessica Shepard. Michigan voters will decide on abortion rights in November. The Michigan Supreme Court okays a voting rights amendment for midterm ballots. And a UP bear dog retires after nearly a decade at a Michigan zoo. Michiganders will vote on the right to abortion this fall as the state Supreme Court ruled 5-2 on Thursday that a ballot initiative indeed qualifies for the November election. Reproductive Freedom for All, which voters will see as Proposal 3, would amend Michigan's Constitution to guarantee a fundamental right to reproductive freedom that includes abortion care, contraception, infertility care, and sterilization. Although a state court ruled Wednesday that Michigan's 1931 law banning abortion is unconstitutional, the legislature could pass a new ban. Voting Prop 3 into the state constitution, however, would supersede a future ban. The Michigan Supreme Court's ruling orders the Board of State Canvassers to place Prop 3 on the ballot. The bipartisan board deadlocked 2-2 across party lines last week over an issue about a letter spacing mistake. But despite the issue, the full text of the amendment remains an 8-point type as required by law, justices noted in their opinion. Supporters who submitted briefs to the court include Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel and 7 county prosecutors that represent 43% of Michiganders. A proposal for significant expansion of voting rights and access will go in front of voters in November after the Michigan Supreme Court ruled Thursday that a proposed constitutional amendment belongs on the ballot. Justices ruled 5-2, ordering the Board of State Canvassers to place Promote the Vote 2022 on the November ballot, where voters will see it as Proposal 2. Canvassers deadlocked 2-2 last week on approving Promote the Vote's signatures and placing it on the ballot because the board's 2 Republicans sided with a wording-related challenge from opposition group Defend Your Vote. That group argued Promote the Vote's petition language did not list everything in the Constitution that it would change or cancel. Democratic board members and Promote the Vote argued that the board's role in that vote was only toward approving signatures, not rehashing language that was approved months ago. Among Promote the Vote's provisions are 9 days of early in-person voting, requiring state-funded absentee ballot drop boxes and postage for ballots and applications, and requiring military and overseas ballots to be counted if postmarked by Election Day. A 10-year-old dog that has spent most of his life wrestling with his bear buddies at a zoo in Michigan's Upper Peninsula is retiring to a quieter life with a human mom. About 9 years ago, 10-month-old chocolate lab King was introduced to a 4-month-old grizzly bear cub named Millie at Garland Zoo Wildlife Park in Nobbinway, about 40 miles west of the Mackinac Bridge. About a year ago, male grizzly bear cub Hutch was introduced to the mix. The three of them have been living in playful harmony ever since. That is, until about a week ago when King retired. The zoo cited arthritis and hip problems as issues that have started to prevent King from being able to play with his bear buddies the way he once did. Soon, King will move in with his new mom, Katie Snyder, a staff member at Garland Zoo. The zoo will host a retirement party for King during the first week of October. You can always find the latest Michigan news by visiting MLive.com and make sure to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We'll be back here next week with more Michigan news from MLive. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.